are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't forget to do a roll call.
Roll call. Helen just stepped out to see where Rick's at, I think. I guess we'll have a roll call on this. It appears there's a quorum for sure. Starting over here, I guess. Jim Strophis?
Aye, here.
Donna Neely?
Donna Neely.
Bob Dixon?
Here.
Danny Strahan?
Here.
Helen Suti?
Here.
Sheila Wyatt?
Here.
Carol?
Here.
Timmy?
Here.
Mr. Chuck?
Here.
And here comes Rick Finley around the corner. And Rick Finley.
Say here.
Here.
There you go.
Okay. So there appears to be a quorum. Is there anybody not here?
Say.
Okay. All right. Continuing on with the business of November, we were to adjourn to see if we heard anything from the Court of Appeals case. Or if they were going to give us any direction. Bob, have we heard anything?
I checked today, and there's no decision yet.
Okay. So I guess we should continue the business of the Salary Commission and, at this point, entertain a motion or discussion on what we should do with the salaries of the elected officials coming up for office next year. Has anybody got a motion? We either need to have a motion to keep the salaries at the current. It is statutorily written there. Do you have that, Bob? How
there
the motion should be made?
Donna provided me with a certified, basically what it's called in the statute is a report of compensation to be paid each officer. And I've done a few different copies, and Donna has the sample that she had. And if you were going to keep it the same, I mean, what you did last time was you did 100% of the schedule applicable to each office as set forth in the statutes using the applicable total assessed valuation for Taney County. And I've done exactly the same thing in a motion for the certification, if that's what you want to do. I've done some other possible alternatives, and I can change it around for whatever anybody wants to do.
Okay, do we have to have the motion to open discussion, is what I'm saying.
You don't.
I'll make a motion. But I do think we need to discuss that. You know, I would love to see the salaries go up potentially for what I think that the duties are. I don't see that happening in the budget years going in. So to maintain at 100% of the whatever that was.
Well, what I put down was the Salary Commission reports that county officers' salaries shall be set at 100% of the salary as set forth in the schedule applicable to each such office. As set forth in the revised statutes of Missouri using the applicable total assessed valuation for Taney County.
So, do I hear a second?
Second.
Hearing a second, we're open for discussion. Any discussion?
Do we know how we voted last year? Donna has a copy of the and she provided me with a copy of it.
The copy I gave you last time we had the meeting, we voted to set it at 100% of the maximum allowable by law.
No, that's not what we did.
Okay.
We set it at 100% of the applicable schedule. Here's the certification. Taney County has met pursuant to law to compute salaries for the affected county offices during the next term of office, and that the Salary Commission reports that the salaries for county officers be set at 100% of the salary schedules contained in Section 5343, 265, 317, and 095 for those county offices. I don't think I brought it down with me, but the actual motions made was clarified by James made the motion, I believe, and Ron Hershend clarified it. And it was set at 100% of the applicable schedule in the in the state statutes. So
that's not 100% allowed by law. That's 100%
scheduled. In 100%, in 100% allowed by law doesn't really have a lot of meaning anymore, because it allows you in subsection 8 to set it above 100%. So
schedule's pretty well just kind of a guideline. Keep everybody equal, correct?
Yeah, it does say that you have to give the same percentage increase or decrease, but let me just read the applicable portion that I was talking about. However, for any county in which all offices and officer salaries have been set at 100% of the maximum allowable compensation, the commission may vote to increase the compensation of all offices, except that of full-time prosecuting attorneys, at that or any subsequent meeting of the salary commission, without regard to any law or maximum limitation established by law. Such increase shall be expressed as a percentage of the compensation being paid during the term of office when the vote is taken.
The reason I asked the question was Sheila's situation, and I voted, my vote was that hers not be changed in the process, of course. So the reason I asked the question was, that's where I still remain there, how should I vote on it?
Well, let me put it to you this way. The reason I put that motion the way it was last year is at least it's consistent with last year. If the court finds in the collector's favor and says that she shouldn't have been decreased down and she should be at 65, you know, whatever it is, rather than where everybody else is, then I would assume that would apply to this time as well. We were hoping that we would have a decision prior to today's date,
right,
to give us some direction.
Well, if I was to try to match whatever the court ruling may be, what would the increase have to be with salaries? 120-something?
123% would put salaries at 65 and change if you did 123% of the schedule for... and when I say... That would not apply to the sheriff. The sheriff is paid, I think, more, actually. So he would actually get paid more. But, you know, the other offices like presiding commissioner, auditor, treasurer, that sort of thing, they would all go to 65 and change where the collector is if you did it at 123%. I do have a question about that, and I did it two different ways, because the statute actually says that it shall be at 123% of, I just read it, such increase shall be expressed as a percentage of the compensation being paid during the term of office when the vote is taken, and each officer or office whose compensation is being established by the salary commission at that time shall receive the same percentage increase over the compensation being paid for that office during the term when the vote is taken. So I'm not so sure that if you express it that way, that everyone wouldn't get 123% increase in their next term of office over what they were getting in this term, including the collector. So it wouldn't necessarily equal things out. Now, I'm not saying that it does. These statutes are just a mess. They really are.
When we became first-class county, the statute said that they should all be equal then.
Well, they have to be equal.
That's the one time they had a chance to equal. Everyone's become equal. And that's what other first-class counties did. They equalized. They made. But Tane County did not.
Say that again?
When we became first-class county, was when the statute there, I believe it says that it gives the offices that will be equal, like the commissioners, with the exception of the 2,000 residing, and the clerk, collector, everyone that's a recorder and all, it had set them equal. And other first class counties, when they went from something to first class, they equalized those salaries, and with except, I believe, Cape Girardeau, the one office.
Do you know what statute that's in,
and
Sheila?
And we had 2 or 3 salary commission meetings to vote on that. Remember that?
Do you know what statute that's in?
Okay.
We've always, ever since I've been...
That was in 2001.
Yeah, we've always voted to be 100% of what the schedule is.
Uh-huh. And when, it was when Ron and Don came in office, we had the salary commission meeting, one in... I don't know, I'll have to back and look. And then
would have been 2000. We weren't a first-class county yet, and we weren't a second-class county. I remember Diana Long doing some sort of county council opinion on the subject. I don't remember the exact issue, though.
But they didn't change. Sorry, Commission met and didn't change it. James voted, Becky said, made a motion, Becky second, that it remained the same as what it was. Then when they came in office as commissioners in January, that's when they changed the salaries of everyone to come equal, except they left mine out.
The yes.
They did that when they came office in
I wasn't here. I don't have a copy.
The whole thing was that all elected officials that were under that statute were to equal because of the statute reading of
333 is what I'm reading.
It says at the top that no salary should be lower than if you look at that top of the statute.
It says they should all get the same percentage increase, and they should all get the same percentage decrease if there's a two-thirds vote to decrease. I know that. Is there something else that you wanted me to note in the statute? Or?
No, it was just that all of this began when we became first-class county, when the commission went in that time and set the salaries after. That's when they voted at that time whether they were going to abide by that statute and bring them up to the first-class county status. The salary commission did not. When the commission came in January, they brought those up to that salary schedule, but they didn't bring them to the plate.
Can I ask you a question? The statute, Bob, is it for? It's trying to establish that all elected officials, with the exception of the prosecuting attorney, are paid the same. Is that correct?
Sure.
And the sheriff.
And the
presiding. Right, he gets the $2,000 over
and above. And is that what the statute's trying to do? Or if some other office has been saved. We don't set judges' salaries in here. There's another procedure for that.
That's the whole purpose, right?
Yeah. I mean, the prosecutor, really we don't set prosecutor's salaries. If they're full-time, they get the same as an associate circuit judge.
The only reason I ask it, if the judge then, with this ruling, obviously, but if he sets a certain thing, what prevents us from being set level based off the statute?
I don't know what the judges are going to decide, to be honest with you. I mean, they've taken, it's 2 days from now will be 90 days since the oral argument, and they still haven't given us a decision in the case. I think the issues were relatively complex, and who knows what the court is going to rule. Sheila is currently making $65,000. No? How much? I mean, excuse me, prior to the last, she was making $65,000 and change. And now she's making the same as, I guess it's 53 or 51, same as the other elected officials. Okay. And if the court rules that the situation was wrong and that she should have had her salary at 65, they'll order it, and I would imagine that she'll have to be paid 65, and that, you know, there'll have to be contributions made to her retirement to make up for the fact that she wasn't being paid 65, and then anything we do here today would have to be altered to conform to the court ruling, and that she would have to be put at 65. But if the court says that, no, it's right that she's at 51 or 53 or whatever, then, I think acting consistently with what we did the last time, whether it's right or wrong, has its merits, because you're acting consistently with what you did the last time, and the court is going to correct what you did the last time or go with what you did the last time. If you do something new, I mean, I suppose you could put everybody, make a motion to increase 123% and put most people up at 65, and you've evened it off, but the statute seems to say that you set it at a percentage of what they're making during the current term, which would apply to the collector as well, and she would also make the same amount, which would be 65-something, but if she was already supposed to be making the 65, it's complex, okay? I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
In 1997, they lowered my salary by $9,000 after I took office and received checks, the salary commission did. And that was just to equalize because the legislation had been passed that really confused the issue. So I drawed two checks at $52,000, and whenever the salary commission met, they rolled me back to $41,000 with everybody else. So this is not something sitting out there as being a perspective of, yeah, here's one incident that this occurred. I had it happen to me after I took office, after I received two checks. Not knowing whether they could have done it or not knowing whether it was constitutional was not the issue at the time. They came to me and I said, if it's equal, it's equal. Let it be. So it's a big issue to get clarified. And there was other counties that, maybe not first class, but I think Neosho's collector lowered. At one time, I think there was as many as six counties that lowered their collector's salaries when the legislation came out.
I think for those who were here before, Ivan Schrader was the MAC attorney, and he was hired by MAC to give an opinion, and he gave talks to the clerks, talks to all the different organizations, including the commissioner or organizations. Yeah, regarding salaries, and he said, notwithstanding any other statute to the contrary, you set them. But he also said you could set them at all different amounts. I mean, he said some different things. But basically what we did is went close to what Ivan's opinion was and what it was after Ivan and I had talked for some time. And if we were right, that's fine. If we were wrong, that's fine, too. The courts will tell us that. But we have no further guidance from the courts. And you guys can do anything that you feel that you lawfully can do. I mean, it's your decision to do what you want to do, but you should try to follow the statutes. And
James, why? You and Sheila came on at the same time, right?
No.
Sheila was on ahead of you?
After me.
After you.
Well, yes, sir. There were 2 years apart, right?
Oh, okay. Well, Why didn't they lower yours and not lower the collector's?
The legislature passed emergency legislation, and I hadn't even took office yet, that the assessors would be raised to that level of salary based on the percentage. The percentage was set at 123%, I believe, at that time for the assessor. They changed the table in the statute. The governor signed an emergency piece of legislation that said the assessor's taking office September 1st. Since I take in September instead of the 1st of January, the table is applicable to that assessor. That also came down as our prosecuting attorney wrote an opinion, their attorney general wrote an opinion that, yes, all the assessors that took office that year, the current table was applicable. Some counties met in an emergency session prior to November of that year and said they were going to change it, which they found out in the courts that that was not legal to change the assessor's salary. They had to have the emergency meeting after August 28th, prior to September 1st, be a legal setting of the salary.
They can't increase or decrease during the term of office that you're serving.
That's correct.
Without reduced or increased duties.
At August 28th, my salary changed, but I hadn't took office. And that's why the attorney generals and everything said it was applicable to the assessor's office. They paid me at the rate of $51,000 through September, October, November. My check in December was $890 because they said they were going to adjust my salary back to everybody else's. After I'd already drawn three checks.
Let me just tell you that Section 13 of the same statute was found to be unconstitutional in the Laclede County case. And that says, at the Salary Commission meeting in 1997, which establishes the salaries for those officers to be elected at the general election in 98, the Salary Commission of each non-charter county may provide salary increase for associate county commissioners elected in 96. This one-time increase is necessitated by the change from 2 to 4 year terms for associate commissioners pursuant to House Bill 256 passed by the first regular session of the 88th General Assembly in 1995. And they note that it's subsection 13 authorizing increase in compensation for associate county commissioners
violates Article 7, Section 13, prohibition against midterm increases in the compensation of state, county, and municipal officers, Lafleet County versus Douglas, and they cite it. It's a Supreme Court case from Missouri. So just because it's in the statute doesn't mean that it won't later be found unconstitutional. So far, that's the only portion I know of that's been found unconstitutional. I can tell you my own personal legal opinion is that the statutes are unnecessarily complex, confusing, and maybe the legislators need to straighten things out a little bit.
And the difference being in the case, Chuck, is I hadn't taken office yet.
Right.
And the associate commissioners had. So my case was totally different and a totally different piece of legislation.
I guess the reason I had the question was, well, Jim's point about the statute's goal maybe was for things to be even. Why wasn't the collector changed at that time? When you're talking about evening things up, why wasn't it evened up at that time?
And there were some people that argued, and Ivan was one of them, that that was the intention of the statute back in, you know, 2-3 years ago, was to even things up again or something.
All previous salary commission meetings had pulled the collector's salary to the side and voted separately. And since then, nothing had been done.
Is that not the case?
No, one voice, one motion was made, one was made.
No, it's not. I can show you this.
The
salary commissions previous to 1997 pulled the collector's salary out to the side and said this was an addendum to the salary commission meeting. It's on record. You can look up the minutes of previous salary commission meetings, 97 and before.
But I think she was talking about since then.
Yeah, since then it hasn't. She's correct. Never had it pulled to the side.
Could we get the speakers to go up to the mics whenever they want to speak so we can get the minutes correct?
So if the motion it passes that's on the floor, what happens if the judge says the collector stays the same, and what happens if he ups it to what it was?
Well, I can't really anticipate what the court will do, but if the court says that...
Let me back up. I mean, as far as our action, if the judge rules in favor of upping her salary and our motion passes, will it change anything for the rest of us?
No, if they say that it hers needs to go back where it was.
It shouldn't
change yours. But there is a possibility that it could change things for you. I didn't handle the later litigation, but one of the claims was that if you decreased her salary by a certain amount, it should have decreased the other elected officials by that same percentage. And I don't know if that was litigated through or not, but...
If the judge says that she's the same as everybody else, that seems reasonable that's the way it's going to everybody be the same.
Right.
But my question is, if she wins, if she gets the judge awards or what she was making,
mm-hmm.
then will that affect everybody else?
It should not affect them at all. If the part that I said, I don't know whether it was litigated through or not, that's the only thing that I think would affect you. If he just says, it's actually a three-judge panel, if the three-judge panel says that she should have been making 65 during this term, then I would imagine they would order the $65,000 paid back to whatever date she stopped being paid the $65,000, and that would be what she would get paid for the future as well. We'd have to make those adjustments, okay, because we're going to follow the law. Everybody else would be where they are.
Okay.
Except for that possible, if they say that she was decreased down to this amount, I suppose the courts, depending on whether it was litigated, could decrease everybody else's salaries down by the same percentage.
Yeah. But, that's why I asked, but the statute was... That was my question, is if the statute was for us, everyone to be equal, if the judge is saying the correct amount is this, what's to prevent them from decreasing us Or why wouldn't we, I'm sorry, Donna, you want us to be near the microphone?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get some mics
so
we'll be able to
pick up. So that was my question is, if why wouldn't we want to increase to whatever the judge court ruling is for us to be equal? Because if the statute is saying we're supposed to be equal, and the judge is saying this is the amount here.
I don't think the judge has the right to set the salary, first of all, Jim. But I think he can come in and say you were particularly wrong here. But I don't think the judge in the statutes anywhere that I've seen does a circuit judge have the authority to set a salary. They ordered the Laclede County commissioners to pay that back over a certain time frame. Then when it got time for it to pay back, they didn't make them do it. It outrun, Ivan Schrader said it had outrun its course last MAC meeting we had.
What he's talking about is the statute of limitations. He did a Gasconade County case where he used the statute of limitations to prevent any. So that's a different matter than whether they
had to
pay it back.
Well, the Laclede County case, those commissioners did not have to pay it back because it was causing a hardship, an unjust hardship upon those commissioners.
They said the statute of limitations had run, which means you can no longer force them to pay it back.
But the circuit. The judge at this salary commission hearing, not I mean, for Sheila's case, let's just say what it is, they're going to set the salary. Is that not true?
They won't set the salary. What they will determine is whether you can decrease her salary or not. If you can't, then her salary, they would, in effect, if you want to say in lay terms, set it at 65 and change. They wouldn't be setting it. It was already set at that rate because that's what it was receiving on a certain day. They would say that you didn't have the power to reduce it down, and then that's what she should be making. They're not going to set. They're not going to pick a number and set her salary at that number.
Okay, but so this is. I'm going to ask you. Suppose they set it at 51,000 or decrease it to 51,000. Would then ours be decreased? You're saying.
Hers is currently at 51, or at least so the system has said. And, you know, after the Salary Commission met 2 years ago, and that was a decrease of approximately 14,000. And one of her causes of action, I don't remember whether it was litigated to fruition or not, was that everybody else's salary should have gone down by the same percentage.
Right.
If mine went down by that percentage. So, in effect, what could happen, what could happen is that everybody else's salaries go down by
14,000.
Same percentage, okay. That was 14,000 to
more
her.
Likely what would happen though is the judge would say that she's owed back money and be brought back up to 65.
But wouldn't the other
I believe that to be true, but again, I can't predict what the judges will do.
Wouldn't the other statutes that say we're all supposed to be equal according to the statute kick in as well and then require all of us to be moved up if it does go back up?
Here's the problem. I don't think. And this gets into the court case itself, but I don't think you guys ever voted to decrease her salary. What you did is you made a motion, as I said, to set salaries at 100% of the schedule. And, you know, you set yours at 100% of the schedule. You set hers at 100% of the schedule. But, you know, who knows? I mean, I can't tell you what the courts are going to find.
I don't believe it was ever a question of the motion of the Salary Commission. I believe that that's the same motion that's always been, that they 100% of the maximum allowable law. And it's the interpretation of it that was taken from the Salary Commission. It's not the Salary Commission that has ever been faulted. It's the interpretation that was taken from it.
And there was new legislation that
was faulted. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that, Rick? Could you come to the line so we can hear you? Well, we have to do it when the commission meeting, don't we, Jim?
When they said the interpretation, I can't. There was something like 55, 30. There was a short statute that Representative Bob from around Kansas City had put in because elected officials kept coming to the representatives wanting their salary raised. And they said, if you want your salary raised, you voted in just like we have to. So they put in that, this is what he told me. And they put in that to clarify that if the Salary Commission wanted their salaries, they vote on, they control the salaries. But it referenced Is it 5343?
It's the one that Bob read earlier, notwithstanding all, right, that one.
Yeah.
And our, the interpretation we went by was paid for by MAC, the Missouri Association of Counties, paid Ivan Schrader to come up with the definition that most counties used, including us, in setting the...
Yeah, and they paid him on the surf deal, too.
Yeah.
Courts didn't uphold that either.
Yeah. Well, they might not hold up the second-class statute as being constitutional because it only applied to one salary commission.
We're not here arguing surf things, guys. We're trying to set salaries. But that's the arguments that the poor Court of Appeals has got to sit around and listen at. So they've got a big job in front of them to get it straightened out, and maybe they can. Any further discretion of salaries? Is there a call for the question? Is there any other argument, or is there a call for the question? All in favor of the salaries being set at 100% of?
Do you want me to read it, or do you want Bob to reread it?
Salary set at 100% of the salary as set forth in the schedule applicable to each such office as set forth in the revised statutes of Missouri using the applicable total assessed valuation for Taney County.
Do you want to have a roll call vote?
It has. I looked at it since the last time, and it says recorded yeas and nays, and I would take that to mean that each person's yea or nay must be recorded. So,
okay, we'll start around the room.
What statute is that in? What the statute that the salary schedule
is in? They're different statutes for different offices.
Are we ready?
But the major one is 5343. And that's for recorder of deeds, clerk, auditor, presiding commissioner, collector, treasurer, assessor, or salaried public administrator. It doesn't cover the sheriff. It doesn't cover them all, is what I'm saying.
Okay, I guess it was Chuck Pinnell.
Aye.
Jimmy?
Aye.
Carol?
Sure.
Sheila? Bob Dixon?
Aye.
Aye.
Rick Finley, aye.
Aye. That was not an
aye. Jim Strophas?
Aye.
James Strahan, aye. If there is a vote, Rick said he didn't have to vote last time. So as I see it, I see we have no further business.
No further business?
Did we approve the minutes of the previous salary commission?
I don't remember.
I don't remember approving the minutes of the
two. I make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted to the last salary commission meeting.
Do I hear a second? Helen, second?
I started to say, I know I'm not at the mic, but I started to say I believe we did because I was confused that it said the salary commission meetings of November of 2005 and our last one was December 15th, so evidently we ruled that one out as a legitimate meeting, so I think we did last.
Okay, this is just a legitimate cover-up right here. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And then everyone has to be a recorded yay and nay. Every vote.
Chuck, aye. This has to
present. Jimmy, aye.
Danny, aye. Aye.
Robert, aye.
Helen, aye. Sheila, aye. Carol, aye.
Rick Finley?
Aye.
Okay. I was paying attention. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Can we approve the report of compensation? It has to go in by December 15th. It would be nice to have a motion to approve it. The only thing I have to put on there is the time. What should be the time on this? 1 p.m.? Okay. And then I've got on here prosecuting attorney and coroner, but I have them crossed out. I'll go ahead and take those out, and otherwise, just as is, and I'll read it to you.
Okay.
And then you can just approve this, and then Donna can be certified to Donna. You sign it, and Donna signs off on it. It says date December 14th, 2009, time 1 p.m., location Taney County Commission Hearing Room. Members present, Recorder of Deeds, County Clerk, Commissioner District 1, Commissioner District 2, Presiding Commissioner, Collector, sheriff, treasurer, assessor, auditor, public administrator. The Salary Commission of Taney County, Missouri hereby certifies that it has met pursuant to law to establish compensation for county officers to be paid to such officers during the next term of office for the officers affected. The Salary Commission reports that county officer salaries shall be set at 100% of the salary as set forth in the schedule applicable to each such office as set forth in the revised statutes of Missouri using the applicable total assessed valuation for Taney County. Salaries shall be adjusted each year on the official's year of incumbency for any change in the last completed assessment that would affect the statutory schedule for compensation for that office. Signed, James Strahan, Chairperson, Taney County Salary Commission, and then underneath is Donna Daly, Taney County Clerk, and it's certified to her. And if you would have a motion to approve
this report. Do I have a motion to approve this report?
Second.
Round the curve again, guys.
Jim Strauss, aye.
Danny, aye.
Rick Finley, aye.
Chuck, aye.
Bobby
Dixon, aye.
What were you reading?
Helen?
Helen said
aye. Report of compensation to be paid.
You're talking, you don't hear.
I'm listening. Sheila Wyatt.
Everybody else heard what you were talking about. Okay. Aye.
I'll let you look
Carol.
At it. Is it okay?
Aye.
Timmy?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
It's just a certification that needs to follow.
It's using substantially the language in 5333, and it just submitted the adjourn.
This meeting?
Second.
Make a motion to adjourn.
This meeting.
Okay, roll call again.
No. Jim,
aye.
I'll go ahead and take out those two and put it at 1 p.m., and I'll bring it down to you. I think we must well get it done now, approved, and then, okay.
I appreciate you doing that. Thank you.